And by all accounts, this was one of the most bizarre of alliances in Greek history. Spartans and Athenians distrusted each other from the start. To the Spartans, the Athenians were wild and crazy Democrats. And Xerxes brought a huge army from Asia. Herodotus tells us 5 million. It's impossible. Nonetheless, there may have been 100,000 combatants. There was a fleet of 1,200 ships. And it was a testimony to the organizational ability of the Persians and the bases they had set up in Asia Minor and northern Greece that in the spring of 480 BC, probably in May, King Xerxes departed Sardis, and by September of that year, his army was at Athens, and a fleet had accompanied him along the way. However, in launching this expedition, Xerxes put the reputation of the Persian Empire on the line, as well as his own personal reputation. He had sacrificed surprise and strategic initiative for massive force, and he probably expected the Greeks to simply surrender. In the Ionian Revolt, many of them had done that. Only Miletus and a few had fought on to the bitter end. And to his surprise, the Spartans and Athenians held firm. They should have realized this at several points along the way. And what probably was most bewildering to Xerxes was that the Athenians, when the initial defenses at the famous pass at Thermopylae, which is well known in Greek historical accounts where the Spartans made this gallant stand, that once the Persians burst into central Greece, the Athenians evacuated their countryside, put their population on the island of Salamis, and fought literally an 11th hour victory, one might say a few minutes before 12, in the narrow straits of Salamis and smashed the Persian fleet. As the entire Athenian population watched this battle played out after their city had been sacked, And it was a testimony to the resilience of civic institutions that the Greeks could do this. The victory at Salamis, the naval victory at Salamis, destroyed Persian naval power, forced the evacuation of the Persians from Greece. And in the next year, the Greek coalition went on to the offensive. The Greeks defeated the remaining Persian forces in the homeland at Plataea in early 479 BC, and then won another naval victory on the shores of Ionia, where the Ionian Greeks defected to the Athenians later in the same year. The result was that Xerxes found himself fighting for control of his western provinces. From 479 down to 449 BC, when the Athenians and Persians sign a treaty, for the next 30 years, the Athenians and their Ionian allies are on the offensive. And there was a real danger that the western half of the Persian Empire would detach itself, that Asia Minor would resume its independence under either Persian governors or Anatolian dynasts. Egypt threatened to go into rebellion, the Greeks of Cyprus. Well, Athenian efforts to, in effect, detach Egypt and the western provinces failed. It failed in 454 BC. In my opinion, the Ionians probably lost most of the men in these failed ventures rather than the Athenians. The Athenians, as good imperialists, always use their allies as much as possible. But the result of the Persian Wars was to catapult Athens to a position of power in the Greek world, which was quite extraordinary. The Athenians are the first city-state in the Mediterranean based on sea power to become a great power. And a great power based on trade, on monetized markets, and on using government institutions, that is, the building programs and the government, the paid government services of the democracy, to fuel economic growth. They put together a commercial empire that embraced the Aegean and the Black Sea, part of the Eastern Mediterranean, and the Ionian Greeks were part of this empire. The Carians and Lycians dwelled in this precarious independence between the Athenians and the Persian governors at Sardis. And as a result of that fighting in the first half of the 5th century BC, Asia Minor became, in effect, that strange battleground I mentioned in the very first lecture. On the one hand, you had the Athenians dominating the Aegean and the Black Sea, enrolling the various Greek cities as allies, and in the interior, the Persian governors were holding on to that core of the Anatolian Peninsula. The Athenians at first were welcome.